The historic center is the heart of the city. There is a fountain located here in the form of the city's coat of arms, a boat with five oars. The boat symbolizes the trade route called from the Varangians to the Greeks along the Daugo River, but five oars, five basic peoples who historically inhabited Kraslava area: Latvians, Belarusians, Russians, Poles, and Jews. Back in the day, there was in town Market Square. The highway, a postal route from Riga to Moscow, ran next to it. In the middle of the 18th century, during the time of Count Constantine Platter, according to the project of Jan Tobias Dudderstein, a masonry town hall with a tower was built in the market square. The area at the time was enclosed by one-story and a half-story wood and brick buildings with outbuildings, residential houses of craftsmen and traders, taverns with stables and stores. Rapid development of Kraslava, led by craftsmen, began. Kraslava's rugs, as well as velvet, silk, wool, and cotton fabrics, were widely known. Kraslava produced brilliant firearms, playing cards, a variety of jewelry, carriages, and ovens. Local residents were also busy with brickworks and leather goods production. One of the first erected buildings in the square was a pharmacy. It's been in operation in this building since 1810. And is still functioning today. In the 2000s, the Latvian Society House and Cinema Ligua was located in the Hotel Livonia building. A volunteer fire station was also located in the historical center.